Bonjour et bienvenue à Rendez-vous. If you don't know, Rendez-vous is a podcast hosted by SHF. Je m'appelle Prithvi, j'ai 16 ans. I'm an AP French and so is my co-host, Yash. We will be talking about all things French for the students of Basis Awatuki. If you haven't already, you can follow SHF through our Instagram for all the new updates at Awatuki SHF. For this episode, we will be talking about two things that everyone across the world has in common. Food and sports. Every culture has their own unique sport and food, but today we will be diving into three French-speaking regions to look at some of famous foods and sports from there.
Gastronomy may sound like something that happens in your stomach, but it's really quite the opposite. Gastronomy, according to Merriam-Webster, is the art or science of good eating or culinary customs and style.
Around the world, French-speaking countries strive to define their food with style and class. But France seems to be the most widely known for its elegant food and dining. Two of the staples of France are bread and wine. The production and consuming of bread go back 10,000 years to the agricultural revolution. For France, bread was most famous in the 17th and 18th century, when France was at its lowest point before its revolution. During the time, there were three estates in which the first estate consisted of the clergy, the second consisting of the royals, and the third estate, which was the bourgeoisie, the middle class, and the peasants. There was a severe depression, and the third estate were hit the hardest with a lack of food, money, and resources to sustain themselves on top of the high taxes from the upper class. During this time, bread became a major staple of the country as it was cheap and easy to get. Nowadays, a small slice of bread along with butter is given in the beginning of meals for elegance, which is quite contrary to its history of being associated with the lower classmen.
Like bread, wine is another major aspect of French gastronomy as it illustrates class and style. It's integral in French culture with its history with the country being the origin of it. Large portions of land are allotted for grape production that will be fermented into the wine all over France, along with the contemporary drinking of the beverage that is ubiquitous in dinner parties and formal events. In fact, wine is considered to be the best in France due to the mountain climate, as well as the precise care and immense cultivation that they put into each grape. By mastering the production, elegance, and taste of these two foods, France has taken something so simple to great lengths across the world. Similar to the ever-present and contemporary nature of these French foods, Quebec has generated some of their own to fit their liking. One of these is a dish of French fries and cheese curds topped with a brown gravy served hot. With the inclusion of French fries originating from France and cheese curds from ancient Rome, the people of Quebec fuse these two dishes to create what is known as poutine. As the climate is particularly cold in Canada, the dish fits to their liking as the hot food warms them up from the freezing weather. One of the other widely known foods incorporates maple syrup and converts it into a sort of candy called le tire d'érable. It's made by boiling maple sap past the point where it would make maple syrup, but not too long that it becomes maple butter or maple sugar. An interesting thing about this edible is that the candy is made on snow. Once the syrup mixture is created, a streak of maple syrup is poured onto packed snow. Once this is done, a popsicle stick is placed on one end and slowly rolled to the other like some sort of toilet paper production line. Children gather around as they get to see how it's made and get to experience the taste right after. The candy is not endemic to Quebec, but also has roots in New England and Eastern Ontario. Both poutine and le tire d'érable make for some fine snacks in the cold climate.
Contrary to France and Quebec, the foods of Africa are not common throughout the world, though they are quite delicious. In Senegal, diaboudian is a staple dish prepared with fish, rice, and tomato sauce cooked in one pot. It's actually considered the national dish of Senegal because of its immense popularity. By blending a few ingredients such as garlic, black peppercorn, ginger, anise seeds, and lemongrass with water, a pasty liquid is created. To prepare the fish, cassava, you make incisions across on both sides, pouring the paste along with soy sauce in which it marinates. Once this is done, the marinated fish is placed into a pan of vegetable oil and flour for it to fry in. Oil, onions, garlic, tomato paste, tomato puree, scotch bonnet pepper, curry powder, and a few other vegetables are all mixed in and sautéed with beef stock, Irish potatoes, and salt. Once the precursor is heated, the rice with the mixers are set on a plate with fish placed on top. Finally, it is topped with parsley for aesthetics and a good look on the dinner table. Seems yummy, right? I certainly think it is. All right, Yash, what do you think? Have you tried any of these dishes before?
I think that these dishes are all really interesting, and actually, I've tried poutine before when my family went to Vancouver a couple years ago. I thought that the dish was really nice, and I'm excited to try it again sometime later down the line. Like Senegal, Nigeria has its own signature dish called suya, which is sort of like a kebab. For the spices, use paprika, onion powder, chicken stock cube, suya spice, ginger garlic powder, and white pepper. Once you mix all the spices together, you coat the meat with it along with ground nut oil. Finally, you cook the skewered, marinated meat in a grill and remove them once they're cooked to finally achieve the end result of the suya. Again, doesn't it make your mouth water? In fact, while I was looking at the videos for how they were making these dishes, I couldn't get over the fact of how good it looked. My mouth was watering the whole time.
Des sports sont très importants pour la culture des pays francophones. En fait, les sports sont aimés partout. Si vous regardez le football américain, le foot, l'hockey, le cricket, le cyclisme, le tennis ou les autres dans le monde, vous probablement savez beaucoup de lui. Nous allons parler des sports qui sont une grande partie de vie dans trois pays et régions. Première, nous allons parler de cyclisme en France, puis nous allons discuter l'hockey en Canada, et nous allons finir avec le foot en Afrique.
Été enlevé, mais Jacques Anquetil, Eddy Merckx, Bernard Hinault. Le cyclisme est tellement important pour le français que la plus grande compétition cycliste du monde se tient en France. Le Tour de France est un parcours exténuant de 21 étapes à travers la France, de plage en Nice aux pentes alpines des Alpes. Le Tour teste l'endurance mentale et physique des coureurs. L'un des plus grands cyclistes à avoir participé au Tour était Lance Armstrong, qui l'a remporté 7 fois. Mais comme vous savez peut-être déjà, il a été démontré qu'il utilisait des médicaments améliorés les performances et que toutes ses réalisations lui avaient. Prithvi, what are your thoughts on athletes using steroids? Et Miguel Indurain ont tout remporté le Tour 5 fois sans utiliser.
Now on to the next sport, hockey in Canada. I think that athletes using steroids isn't ethical because it kind of gives them an unfair advantage over the other people. And like the point of competitions is to show what you have and to show that you are the best you can naturally be. Quand vous pensez au Canada, vous pensez probablement à deux ou trois choses: sirop d'érable, politesse et hockey. Je vais parler d'hockey. Le Canada est si loin au nord qu'une majorité de sa population vit juste au-dessous de l'Amérique. En raison de ces températures glaciales, les Canadiens ont tout le temps du monde pour jouer sur glace. En fait, le plus grand joueur d'hockey de tout le temps vient du Canada. Wayne Gretzky a inscrit 894 buts au cours de sa carrière, avec un pourcentage de tirs exceptionnel de 2,6. Bien que les équipes canadiennes n'aient pas remporté la Coupe Stanley aussi souvent, ce niveau de succès ne se répercute pas sur leur équipe olympique. En fait, les Canadiens sont le pays le plus un sport qui ressemble au soccer, plus titré en hockey sur glace olympique. Avec 20 médailles au total, dont 13 en or, le Canada est depuis longtemps l'une des grandes puissances du hockey, avec d'autres pays du Nord comme la Finlande et la Russie.
Connu sous le nom soccer dans l'État-Uni, le foot est important aux cultures des pays comme la France, l'Angleterre, le Brésil, l'Espagne, le Portugal et l'Italie. Le dernier sport dont nous voulons parler est le sport le plus populaire au monde, le football. Cependant, aujourd'hui, nous parlerons du foot en Afrique, alors que l'Afrique ne pourrait pas être un continent que vous pensez dans un terme de célébrité dans le foot. Mais leur impact sur le football dans des pays comme la France est infini. Beaucoup de joueurs dans l'équipe de France ont l'apparence d'Afrique et les pays francophones d'Afrique comme le Cameroun et le Sénégal. Le parent se installe en France de chercher une vie meilleure et pendant que là, ils ont les enfants en France comme Kylian Mbappé, l'attaquant vedette de l'équipe de France de football et du club de football du Paris Saint-Germain. En fait, PSG arrive à la finale de la Ligue des Champions avant de perdre face au FC Bayern Munich avec un score final de 1 à 0. Prithvi, do you play football personally? Do you have any professional players that you follow?
Pour cet épisode et les influencer aussi. C'est vrai. Yeah, of course I play soccer, if that's what you mean by football. That's my favorite sport. Favorite professional players? Not really. I mean, if I had to say, I would say Mbappe. Because he's like super fast. And Pogba for his agility. Par le climat. Pendant que ces sports sont divisibles, incroyables des autres, ils se partagent une chose en commun. Ils sont tous façonnés et la géographie. Le terrain montagneux et plat de la France ont fait un excellent endroit pour tester l'endurance et la vitesse d'un vrai cycliste, tandis que le temps glacial du Canada transforme tous les lacs en glace, influençant le développement du hockey. Mais le climat et la géographie n'influencent pas uniquement les sports. En réalité, notre autre topic, Théobaldien et Bissap, a l'air montagneux changement de l'ère du vin français. Jusque la toundra du Québec qui a façonné l'érable et la poutine de fatigué. Que ce soit à travers la nourriture, les sports, le climat ou la géographie, nous sommes tous connectés d'une manière ou d'une autre, plus que nous le réalisons vraiment.
Alors, that's a wrap pour cet épisode. We hope you enjoy learning about these different sports and foods from around the world. And don't forget to check out our Instagram page at AwatukiSHF to get all the updates. We hope to see you at the next rendezvous.